Assalamu alaikum. 8 a.m. This is Bangladesh Betar, broadcasting on the morning of Wednesday, the 22nd of Agrohayun, the 12th of Jamadil Awal, and December the 7th. The news read by Teslima Omar. First, the headlines. The Prime Minister goes to Cox's Bazar today on a day-long visit there to attend a number of programs, including launching International Fleet Review 2022. Awami League President Sheikh Hasina asks Chhatra League men to give befitting reply against propaganda and rumour on social media. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has been made as the global ambassador for diabetes. The problem over fixing BNP's rally venue for December 10 will be resolved soon, says Ubaidul Qadir. The government will not allow anyone to create chaos in the country, comments the Information and Broadcasting Minister. Russia deploys missile defense system on Kuril Island near Japan. And Morocco and Portugal move into the quarterfinals of the FIFA World Cup football at Qatar. Now, on to the details. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina will go to Cox's Bazar today on a day-long visit to attend a number of programs, which includes inauguration and laying foundation stones of 33 development projects to be implemented at a cost of 2,000 crore taka. Arriving at Cox's Bazar in the morning, the Prime Minister will first inaugurate the International Fleet Review 2022 with participation of navies and maritime organizations from 28 countries, including Bangladesh, at Inani in the district. Bangladesh Navy is organizing the IFR 2022 on the occasion of birth centenary of Father of the Nation Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman and the country's Golden Jubilee of Independence. Some 43 warships from different countries, 2 BNMPA and 4 BN helicopters will participate in the IFR 2022, and it will serve as an ideal platform for world's navies to showcase their prowess, naval diplomacy, goodwill and cooperation in the international arena. In the afternoon, the Prime Minister will inaugurate 29 development projects of over 1,392 crore taka and lay foundation stones of 4 projects to be implemented at a cost of nearly 572 crore taka in the district. Later, Sheikh Hasina will address a mammoth public rally to be organized by Cox's Bazar District Awami League at Sheikh Kamal International Cricket Stadium. Prime Minister and Awami League President Sheikh Hasina has asked Bangladesh Chhatra League BCL leaders and activists to give befitting reply to propaganda against her party on social media. She was addressing as the chief guest the 30th National Council of the BCL, the student wing of the Awami League, at the historic Sohrawardi Udyan in Dhaka yesterday. The Awami League president suggested providing information online regarding misdeeds of the BNP Jamaat Alliance, such as arson, terrorism, killing of innocent people, corruption and vote rigging during their tenure, as a reply to the propaganda. Sheikh Hasina reiterated her call to the countrymen not to pay heed to the rumour that the banks have no money. She described the BCL men as the golden sons and soldiers of building Bangladesh as a developed and prosperous country by 2041. The Prime Minister asked them to prepare themselves as competent citizens by studying attentively, particularly on science and technology, so that they can run the country successfully and compete with the fourth industrial revolution. The Prime Minister earlier inaugurated the BCL Council by hoisting the national flag and releasing pigeons and balloons. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has said Bangladesh is the most attractive place in the world for investment, as the government is offering maximum investment opportunities. She said this in the opening ceremony of formal operation of the Japanese Economic Zone in Bangladesh, Special Economic Zone at Arai Hajar in Narayanganj yesterday. Sheikh Hasina virtually joined the program from Gonobhavan. The Prime Minister said her government has been implementing infrastructure development in the country, providing all utility services to investors in special economic zones. She said the geographical location of Bangladesh allows it to form a bridge between the East and the West. She said investing in Bangladesh will create a great opportunity for communication and transportation of goods to South, Southeast Asia and Western countries through the country's sea, air or railway. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has been named as the Global Ambassador for Diabetes by the International Diabetes Federation at the opening ceremony of the World Diabetes Congress 2022 held in Lisbon on Monday. Bangladesh Ambassador to Portugal Tariq Hassan received the certificate of the honorary title Global Ambassador for Diabetes on behalf of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina from the President-elect of the International Diabetes Federation, Professor Akhtar Hussain. The honorary title of Global Ambassador for Diabetes is bestowed upon one individual in recognition of his/her contribution to improving the lives of people living with diabetes. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina is the first Global Ambassador for Diabetes and is a voice of people living with diabetes worldwide for 2 years. Awami League General Secretary and Road Transport and Bridges Minister Ubaidul Qadir has said the problems over fixing the venue of PNP's rally on December 10 in the capital will be resolved soon. He said this while replying to questions of journalists at his secretariat office in Dhaka yesterday. Earlier, Indian High Commissioner to Bangladesh, Pranay Kumar Verma, paid a courtesy call on the minister there. Information and Broadcasting Minister and Awami League Joint General Secretary Dr. Hassan Mahmood has said the government will not allow anyone to create chaos in the country. The law enforcement agencies will provide security to BNP's rally like other parts of the country, he added. The minister told this to newsmen after holding meeting with Climate Change Journalist Forum at the Secretariat yesterday. This is Bangladesh Bitar giving you the news. This news will also be available on our website at www.bitar.gov.bd. Russia's Defense Ministry has said it has deployed mobile coastal defense missile systems on a northern Kuril Island near Japan. Japan lays claim to the Russian-held southern Kuril Islands, which Tokyo calls the Northern Territories, a territorial row that dates to the end of World War II when Soviet troops seized them from Japan. The Pentagon has said the U.S. State Department has approved a potential sale of 116 General Dynamics made M1A1 Abrams tanks, other vehicles and munitions to Poland in a deal valued at up to $3.75 billion. The sale comes just months after Poland was authorized to buy 250 M1A2 tanks by the same maker. Dhaka Meteorological Office says the well-marked low over Southeast Bay and adjoining area moved west-northwestwards, intensifies into a depression over the same area and was centered at 6 p.m. yesterday, about 1,605 km southwest of Chattogram Port, 1,525 km southwest of Cox's Bazar Port, 1,590 km southwest of Mongla Port, and 1,545 km southwest of Paira Port. It is likely to intensify further and move in a west-northwesterly direction. Maximum sustained wind with speed within 44 kilometers of the depression center is about 40 kilometers per hour, rising to 50 kilometers per hour in gusts or squalls. Sea will remain moderate near the depression center. Maritime ports of Chattogram, Cox's Bazar, Mongla and Paira have been advised to hoist distant local cautionary signal number 1. Football and Portugal and Morocco moved into quarterfinal in the FIFA World Cup in Qatar last night. Goncalo Ramos scored a stunning hat-trick as a sleek Portugal thrashed Switzerland 6-1 to storm into the quarterfinals of the World Cup for the first time since 2006. Earlier, Morocco beat Spain by 3-0 in the tiebreaker. Morocco will face Portugal in the World Cup quarterfinals for the first time in their history after an eventual ending to the round of 16. Cricket, and Bangladesh will take on visiting India in the second of 3-match ODI series at Mirpur Sher-e-Bangla Cricket Stadium in Dhaka today. The match is scheduled to start at 12 p.m. Meanwhile, focus valid till 1 this afternoon says there is no inland river port warning and no signal is to be hoisted. To end the news, the main points again. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has been made as the Global Ambassador for Diabetes. The Prime Minister goes to Cox's Bazar today on a day-long visit there to attend a number of programs, including launching International Fleet Review 2022. Awami League President Sheikh Hasina asks Chhatra League men to give befitting reply against propaganda and rumour on social media. The problem over fixing BNP's rally venue for December 10 will be resolved soon, says Ubaidul Qadir. The government will not allow anyone to create chaos in the country, comments the Information and Broadcasting Minister. Russia deploys defense missile system on Kuril Island near Japan. And Portugal and Morocco move into the quarterfinals of the FIFA World Cup football at Qatar. That is the end of the news. This news will also be available on our website at www.beta.gov.bd.